Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Along with Jesus. I'm excited to come your way once again with the word of God that is able to transform us. And I want to remind you that in this week, the prayer closet is having its Easter retreat from today, Monday, the 29th of March, to Saturday, the 3rd of April. And so we are starting on a good note. And we are starting with the entry of Jesus into a time of his destiny. Entry of Jesus into the time of his destiny. Jesus Christ came to this world to die, to save that which was lost. And so his destiny began the very time he took a step to go in to Jerusalem, where he would be crucified to save humanity, or where he would die to save humanity. But I want to ask you a few questions of thought. And the first one is this, that would you still go if you knew that where you are going will end in disgrace? Or would you still trust if you knew that your trust will be broken or your heart will be broken? What I want you to understand, child of God, is that Jesus Christ knew all that he was going to suffer in going to Jerusalem. He said to the disciples that, I am going to be delivered into the hands of sinful men, where I will be tortured, I will be beaten, I will be done this and that, so that whatever thing God has said concerning my life and concerning the life of this world will come to pass. He knew what he was going to face as he was entering into Jerusalem. But Isaiah chapter 6 verse number 8 says that, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. And so despite all that Jesus knew that was going to happen to him, despite all that Jesus knew that would transpire when he enters into Jerusalem, having been delivered into the hands of sinful men who will be beaten, who will go through this and will finally be crucified and have to die on a cross, which is a symbol of shame and disgrace, that which is used for criminals, Jesus Christ in Isaiah chapter 6 verse number 8 still said to the Father that, here am I, send me. And in Matthew chapter 26 and 24 and Mark chapter 14 verse 21, the Bible says that the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. And so he knew the pain, and yet he went as it was written of him. And the written of him has to do with his destiny. There is an assignment that God has for Jesus. There is an assignment that God has for you and I, that we need to walk into it. And though Jesus knew what he was going in for, Bible says that yet the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. I want to give you another example in scripture. In the book of Acts chapter number 9 verse 16, Jesus said to Ananias when he asked him to go and pray for Saul. And he said, for I will show Saul all the great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And so the apostle Paul was aware of the things he must suffer for the sake of Christ. If you were the one in the apostle's shoe, would you still be obedient if God is sending you to the place where you are to suffer for his sake? Would you still go if you knew that you have to suffer for something that you have to do in life? And this is the response of the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts chapter number 20, from verse 22 to 24. The Apostle said, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will befall me there. However, all that the Holy Spirit keeps telling me in every city I enter is that bound and afflictions await me. And in the verse 24, he said, but none of these things moved me, except that I will fulfill my course with joy and the ministry that Jesus has given unto me. Child of God, in Acts chapter 9, verse 16, the apostle has been shown all the things he must suffer for the sake of Christ. And now the the Holy Spirit is asking him to go to Jerusalem, where he will be bound and put in prison and be chained. And the apostle is saying that inasmuch as I have heard the things that I must suffer for Christ, inasmuch as I've been shown the things I have to go through for the cause of my destiny, yet none of these things move me. The only thing that is moving me is the desire to fulfill my course with joy and the desire to do the ministry that Jesus Christ has given unto me. And the final example I want to give is in the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 1. The Bible talks of Elisha, who was following Elijah before his journey into heaven. And the Bible said that when they left Bethel, the house of the Lord, they encountered a lot of the companies of the sons of the prophet. And they kept asking Elisha one question. That, are you aware that your master is going to be taken away from you today? And Elisha gave them the same answer through it all and said, I am aware that he will be taken from me. Hold your peace. Child of God, Jesus knew all that he has to suffer. Not just for himself, but for you and I, our sake. And so the suffering that Jesus was to go through, the pain that he was to go through, it wasn't because of anything that he himself wanted, but so that he would see you and I at the place of salvation. And so he has to endure the pain and the cross and be bound by sinful men to get this job done, so that you and I can be here today talking about him and celebrating him. In the same way, the apostle Paul had to lay down his life for the gospel, having written 13 books of the New Testament. And when he was doing this, he had in mind a generation. And so though he had been told of the chains that he would be put in, the imprisonment, he has been told of the pain, the shipwrecks and all that he would go through, he said, none of them moved me, but that I will finish my course with joy and the ministry that Jesus has given unto me. I still want to ask you this same question, child of God. Will you still go if you knew what you had to suffer for the sake of your generation and you don't have any glory in mind? Will you still be obedient to God and pursue that business if you know that it will save a lot of people, it will help a lot of people, but you yourself do not have a place of glory at the end of it? Will you still go? And I want to draw your attention to one thing. The Hosanna is necessary. The entering of Jesus into Jerusalem is necessary. The entering of Paul into Jerusalem is necessary. But it was necessary on one condition, that it was leading to what God has said concerning their lives and the people that are involved. And what amazes me the most is the fact that Jesus Christ was bold enough to walk into pain to see what God has said come to pass. Paul was bold enough to walk into bondage and imprisonment to ensure that what the Lord has said concerning his life comes to pass. Elisha was bold to stand the face of ridicule to ensure that what the Lord has said comes to pass. There comes a time in your life where all that you need to do is to take a bold step despite all the opposition, is to take a bold step despite all the things that you know are likely to go wrong in the step you are taking. Jesus knew that when he goes there, he will be bound. Peter said, I won't allow you to go. He said to him, get thee behind me. I want to still go and suffer what I need to suffer, because I have a people in mind that need to be saved. I have a people in mind that need to turn back to their God. And that is what kept moving him. Even though he knew he had to suffer so many things, not just for himself, but for a generation that some even don't even acknowledge him, and yet he stood for. I pray for you today, child of God, that what God has told you, which you want to obey, you will have the courage, you will have the boldness to be able to walk into it. You will have the courage and you have the boldness to be able to take that strong decision like Jesus did, and a step into entering into your glory. There wouldn't be any crucifixion. There wouldn't be the resurrection if Jesus didn't have the courage to enter into Jerusalem, to give himself up into the hands of sinful men who would take him to the cross. There wouldn't have been an evidence of our salvation if he didn't have the courage to take that step. And so I pray for you. This generation will not be better if you cannot take that bold decision to do what God is asking you to do, despite the pain you have to go through. Your family will not be better if you do not have the courage to take that bold step to do what God has asked you to do to get your family out of that bondage. And so, child of God, I just want to encourage you. Be strong in the Lord, according to Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I pray for you that in this season of Easter, God will make you strong in his will. God will make you strong in his way, that you will be able to walk in power despite the pain, despite the shame, despite everything that you are going through. You will be able to walk in power and enter into that season of your glorious destiny to help and to change the lives of many. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. I invite you to join us in the prayer closet tonight at exactly 10 p.m. as we continue with our prayer meeting and our Easter retreat. We'll have our morning sessions every day in this week till this Saturday. And we'll have the evening sessions. The morning sessions begin at 4 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. And the evening sessions begin at 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the prayer closet. And so I just want you to log on online. Just type the prayer closet and you will find the prayer closet in bracket Gideon Eoku. And then you can just subscribe so that you'll be a part of our prayer meeting. And we trust that the God that gave Jesus that boldness to take that step into his destiny would endow you with power to enter into that place that he has called you to be. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always do so on 0249905514 or 0242027166. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. Shalom.